Welcome to the Dream Chasers podcast. I am your host, Sydney Baker Green, and I am here to bring you the inspiration and affirmation that I wish I had when I first started my business. This podcast is for photographers, filmmakers, and creative entrepreneurs alike who have both heart and hustle. We are all about sharing valuable insights and experiences to help you chase your dreams and build a successful creative career. In today's episode, we are going to talk about an issue that affects content creators across the board, dealing with rude comments and maintaining self-respect in the online space. As creatives, we have chosen to leave behind traditional, potentially toxic work environments, and we shouldn't have to tolerate negativity in our new pursuits. We'll dive into the challenges that come with handling online negativity and discuss strategies for managing these situations while keeping your dignity and self-respect intact. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into today's episode. What is Gucci, my beautiful people? Okay, so I really want to just jump into this episode because I'm very passionate about this topic. But the last time that we've seen each other was October of 2018. As I stated in the beginning, I started this podcast to really be the person that I needed when I started my business. In a way, it was actually probably a way for me to vent what was on my heart, because that is kind of the way that I process my emotions, is using my online platform to express myself in many ways. And that being said, there was just so much going on in my life at the time, between the fact that I just lost my aunt, she passed away. I was like really diving headfirst into this business. I was growing. I was traveling to different countries doing photography work, and my YouTube channel was growing. And in the midst of all of that, I think this just got left behind. And in some ways, I did burn out. There was too much, and I had to prioritize what was actually making me money at the time, because I was a starving artist, in a sense. So all of those factors together really influenced why this podcast just kind of died. But I really want to fulfill that mission of being the person I needed when I started, and being that helping hand to other creators. So we're back, and I'm super excited. So today's topic, haters, online negativity, right? So as content creators, we put our hearts and our souls into our work, sharing it with the world through social media and other platforms. Unfortunately, this openness can sometimes attract negativity in the form of rude comments and unwanted criticism. And it's a sad reality that people feel it's okay to say whatever they want on the internet without any regard for others' feelings. And on a deeper level, it's a sad reality that people think that they can say whatever they want to say without consequences, simply because they're hiding behind a screen. I struggle between two personalities that I really want to have. One that will allow negativity to roll off my shoulders in the grand scheme of things, and one that wants to make it clear that you can't just say whatever you want to say without consequences. Not because, in a sense, I feel that I need to defend my own pride. I know very well that I can handle hate comments. It's nothing new. I've been on this platform since I was 12, 13, etc. I grew up being bullied. You can't really say anything to me that I haven't said 12 inches away from the mirror. My concern is always for that person that cannot handle it. But see, every day, it feels like in the YouTube comment section, people want to test that. And the thing is, I'm also human. If you catch me at the wrong time, as my eyes are just opening, I haven't had any coffee in my system to wake me up, and the first thing I see on my phone is a hate comment, most of the time people will end up finding out that if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I grew up during the time frame of the Real Housewives of Atlanta and Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And if you ever see me roasting with one of my friends and I get quiet, it's because I've strived really hard to be nice, not because I don't have anything to say. I have tons of clapbacks in my head, rest assured, right? But that presents a frustrating situation in this professional environment. How do you balance that? How do you balance your self-respect? How do you balance your boundaries? What do? With that said, this issue is especially frustrating for those of us who have left traditional work environments to escape toxicity and pursue our passions. It's disheartening to see that even in the creative space, we can't fully escape negativity. The impact of hurtful words shouldn't be underestimated. It should not be diminished. We have a culture in our industry where that seems to be the case, where the majority of the advices don't respond, it could hurt your career, right? The text that I'm using for inspiration today was a blog post on the Medium, because I was really looking for validation with respect to my own feelings at this point. And the text says, words hurt. They aren't harmless. The fact that social media is now like one big playground of bullies is deeply problematic. It's essential to remember that as creatives, we deserve respect and consideration just as much as anyone else. We shouldn't be subjected to abusive comments simply because we've chosen to share our work and our lives online. Does that not hit home for you? You see, as content creators, we have the power to decide how we react to negativity and rude comments online. How we choose to respond can depend on various factors such as our personalities, current emotional state, or specific situations at hand. And the reality is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. But let's explore some options. One approach is to simply ignore rude comments. This could be a good choice for those of us who prefer not to engage with negativity or don't want to give the commenter any attention. However, it is important to remember that we are all human, and sometimes we feel the need to stand up for ourselves and address the comment directly. That blog post from the Medium that I just referenced shared a personal experience where the author faced a challenging week dealing with a sudden death in the family and other difficult situations. And during that time, they received a nasty message from a total stranger, which only added to their stress. The author was faced with the ultimate question: to clap back or not to clap back, right? You see, clapping back can be a way to assert our self-respect and let people know that we won't tolerate such behavior on our platforms. However, it's also crucial to find a balance between standing up for ourselves and not letting negativity consume us. If we decide to address a rude comment, it's essential that we keep our response classy and respectful. By doing so, we maintain our dignity while also sending a clear message that we won't be mistreated. We can use humor, wit, or even an educational response to challenge the negativity and show that we are above engaging in a hateful exchange. And this is something that we're all going to work on throughout our creative careers. You know, my responses can easily be laced with a hint of shade. I'm going to keep it classy, but I am the master of shade if I need to pull it out, right? As we continue to discuss how content creators can choose to respond to rude comments, it's important to recognize, again, that each situation and individual is unique. So here are a few more strategies for handling online negativity, allowing you to determine which approach works best for you. The first thing you can do is educate with kindness. I have chosen to use this a lot on tutorials because sometimes people post things, they don't realize they're rude, or they do and just don't care, but it's coming from a lack of understanding or a lack of knowledge, right? In these instances, consider providing a thoughtful response that educates the commenter in a respectful manner. This can potentially open up a dialogue and even transform a negative situation into a positive experience for both parties. The second thing that you can do is disengage with grace. If you feel that engaging with a rude comment will only escalate the situation, you can choose to disengage gracefully. A simple response such as "thank you for your input" or "I appreciate your perspective," even if you don't, can help you maintain your dignity while signaling that you do not wish to engage any further in a negative exchange. Hard part with that is, if you are like me, you're going to take that shower and have an argument with yourself back and forth about all the things that you were going to say in that hypothetical argument, right? The next thing that we can do is create a support system for ourselves. You know, surrounding yourself with a network of fellow content creators and supportive followers can be invaluable when dealing with online negativity. By leaning on your support system, you can gain perspective, encouragement, and advice on how to handle negative comments in a way that aligns with your values and your goals. Another thing that you can do, and I implement all the time, is to set clear boundaries. Establishing clear boundaries for yourself and for your online community can help create a more positive and respectful environment. If you communicate your expectations for respectful behavior and let your followers know that you will not tolerate hate or disrespectful comments on your platform, you are going to be much better off. And by setting these boundaries, you reinforce the idea that your online space is a safe and inclusive space for everyone. This presents a unique challenge when you're on a platform like YouTube, though, and most of the people watching your content may not be your support system. And this is oftentimes where having to respond to the comments, setting those boundaries can also be a good thing. I am a firm believer that I will make an example out of you in the comment section, that this will not be tolerated. And I will even pin the exchange to the top to let anybody know who feels that they can come on a platform, disrespect me or someone else behind a faceless picture. It will not be tolerated, right? So again, you have to navigate these situations on a case-by-case basis. The next thing that you can do is respond with empathy or reap fiery coals over their head, so to speak. You know, remember that people who leave rude comments may be dealing with their own struggles or insecurities. Responding with empathy and understanding rather than anger or defensiveness can sometimes diffuse the negativity and help the person reflect on their anger. And oftentimes, if somebody is looking to get a reaction out of you and all you are is kind and they have no intention of even being reasonable, oftentimes it will upset them more that you did not engage and you were kind than engaging within and of itself. Ultimately, it's up to you as a content creator to determine which approach feels the most authentic and effective in addressing negative comments. You can see, as I've told you throughout here, my personality will shine through. There are times when my personality is one where I am understanding, it just rolls off my shoulders. And there is times when my personality is, I have time today, I'm going to clap back. And those things are all influenced by what we talked about earlier. We're all different people. We're all going through different things. And it's impossible as humans to be perfect 100% of the time. Ideally, we want to strive for the higher road as much as possible. With that said, remember that your self-respect and well-being are paramount, and you have the power to create a positive and supportive environment for yourself and your followers. As we wrap up today's episode of the Dream Chasers podcast, let's take a moment to reflect on the importance of self-respect and the power of building a supportive online community for content creators and creative entrepreneurs. Self-respect is a crucial aspect of our well-being as content creators. When we respect ourselves, we are less likely to allow negative comments to undermine our confidence or derail our creative process. By standing up for ourselves and setting boundaries, we send a clear message that we value our work and deserve respect from others. This mindset empowers us to face challenges head on and helps us maintain a healthy perspective when dealing with negativity. Building a supportive online community goes hand in hand with self-respect. When we foster connections with fellow creators and followers who share our values and aspirations, we're better equipped to handle negativity and focus on what truly matters, our creative passions. A strong community not only offers encouragement and understanding, but also serves as a powerful reminder that we're not alone in facing these challenges, guys. We're not alone in online negativity, and our struggles are not unique just to creative entrepreneurship or content creation or being visible online. Everybody can relate at some point to this, if they're younger, dealing with online negativity. And if you're listening to this and you're not a creative entrepreneur, we can still apply these things in our lives, right? To cultivate a supportive online community, consider some of these strategies real quick. Engaging with your audience, right? Take the time to interact with your followers, respond to their comments, and acknowledge their support. By building genuine relationships with your audience, you'll create a strong foundation of trust and respect. You can also collaborate with fellow creators. Yes, I'm talking to you, my introverts. Reach out to other content creators and creative entrepreneurs who share your values and interests. Collaboration can lead to new opportunities, friendships, and a sense of camaraderie that can help you navigate the world of online content creation. Share your experiences, be open about your struggles and successes, and encourage others to do the same. Sharing your experiences can create a sense of solidarity and foster understanding within your community. I'm gonna be the first one to do it with you right now. This podcast episode was inspired by a negative YouTube comment that I got today. I created a more informational tutorial that was a little bit longer and gave a lot of information in case I got someone who didn't quite understand it as much as someone who's well-seasoned could, right? And I got a YouTube comment that said, so simply do it this way, this way, and this way. Got it. I don't know why it took you 12 minutes to explain that. Maybe you should use artificial intelligence to edit your videos and get out the bloatware. And you know what? I wouldn't have been particularly upset if it was just the first part. But the unnecessary shade at the end, you see, I can explain to you why I took 12 minutes and respond with education. But when you went low and I just woke up, oh no, it was on and popping. And my response to it was simple. It was simple. I don't know why these comments exist on a platform with a 2x speed feature and with the ability to fast forward. Not everyone gets it as good as you. Consider others or use the feature above. And you know what? I was kind of proud of that. I ain't gonna lie. I did feel a little bit bad that perhaps maybe I could have just let it roll off my shoulders. I didn't feel bad for responding. I felt bad that it got to the point where I felt the need to respond, right? But share those experiences, guys, because we're all human. We all do it. The next thing you can do is establish your community guidelines. Make your expectations for respectful behavior clear and enforce them consistently. By setting and upholding community guidelines, you create a safe space and an inclusive space for everyone to feel welcome and supported. The last thing that you can do, and we should all be doing this, celebrate the success of others. Acknowledge and celebrate the achievements of your fellow creators and followers. By uplifting others, you contribute to an environment of positivity and mutual support. By prioritizing your self-respect and fostering a supportive online community, we can rise above negativity and continue to thrive as content creators and creative entrepreneurs. Remember, we embarked on this journey to escape toxic environments, and we have the power to create a positive and respectful place for ourselves and our followers. Stay true to your values, lean on your support system, and never forget the incredible impact you have through your creative work. This brings us to the end of today's episode of the Dream Chasers Podcast. I am Sydney Baker Green. And I am grateful to have shared this time with you. Keep chasing your dreams and remember you're not alone in this journey. And when all else fails, my friends, remember, every day airplanes take off against the wind. Keep climbing, stay inspired, and as always, stay fabulous. Until next time.